Google resisted secret warrant seeking identity of users who searched for political HQs before J6 pipe bomb. By Lucas Nolan on June 19, 2026. Google engaged in a confidential legal battle against a United States warrant that demanded the identities of hundreds of internet users who had searched for the locations of the Democratic and Republican Party headquarters in Washington prior to pipe bombs being planted at those sites on January 5, 2021. The Los Angeles Daily News reports that recently unsealed court records have revealed that Google fought against a 2023 Justice Department warrant requesting personal information about internet users who conducted searches related to the Democratic National Committee and Republican National Committee headquarters before the discovery of pipe bombs on January 5, 2021. Google argued that the government's demand was excessively broad and would subject innocent individuals to scrutiny based solely on politically oriented internet searches made following the 2020 presidential election. Despite its objections, Google ultimately lost the legal fight and was compelled to provide investigators with names and personal information of the users in question. The records, unsealed by a federal district court in Washington over the past month, provide insight into how United States authorities employ digital dragnet techniques in criminal investigations and how technology companies respond to such requests. The documents also reveal new details about the pipe bomb investigation, which had puzzled investigators for several years. According to the unsealed materials, Google had initially cooperated with earlier warrants in the investigation. The company produced data about users who were in the vicinity of the DNC and RNC buildings in Washington and complied with a warrant for users who searched for the locations of these headquarters or the committee names combined with words such as security, camera, bomb, and explosive. However, this data was anonymized, meaning Google did not disclose names or other personal identifying information. By summer 2021, the company had fulfilled the government's initial request to identify more than 250 users whose searches included references to bombs or who repeatedly looked up information about the RNC or DNC. 2 years later, the government returned to Google with a new warrant seeking to identify more than 300 users who conducted a single search about either committee. Investigators also requested information about devices used and other individuals sharing the same internet connection. In its legal challenge, Google argued that the 2023 warrant went too far. The individual harm to potentially thousands of innocent users wrought by the government's invasion into their anonymous political activities and associations renders the search unreasonable, Google's attorneys stated in court filings. Government lawyers countered that Google could not vicariously assert the rights of its users against unconstitutional searches. They disputed that the warrant violated constitutional protections or would place an undue burden on the company, though they did withdraw the request for information about technically connected individuals. Justice Department attorneys also rejected the notion that the warrant intruded on individuals' political beliefs, writing that the relevance of the RNC and DNC to this warrant is only as locations of a crime. The legal dispute remained unresolved for a year before a federal magistrate judge denied Google's request to dismiss the warrant in November 2024, siding with the Justice Department. Google challenged this ruling before United States District Chief Judge James Boasberg, who concluded in February 2025 that the magistrate got it right. Read more at the Los Angeles Daily News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.